This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 153. This is Rajesh Sen.
And this is Abhinandan Sekri, and we are here with a quarantine type situation happening in most of the country, in fact, all over the world. We are sitting in an almost empty News Laundry office. That's why you hear the echo.
Like that.
Okay. We have recommended everybody work from home. And I hope that's the case with most of you also, wherever you are. Therefore, we shall try to give you longer episode of Awful and Awesome because everyone's home anyway.
Yeah, it's a podcast in the time of Corona.
Corona in the time of podcast. Wow.
Corona in the time of podcast also. So that's also there.
But because cinemas are closed, we couldn't watch any films. So I have a good excuse this time because Delhi cinemas are closed, Rajesh, for 2 weeks now.
No, basically, I was supposed to watch a film with Abhinandan. So Abhinandan wrote to the government and said, could you shut down the cinema halls? Because I'd rather not make the effort. So what is your excuse for not watching any of the web shows though?
Because for quarantine.
Oh.
Does it go through the eyes?
Yeah, that if someone's watching it somewhere. Eyes. Goes through the brain, it can't because you don't have a brain.
I didn't watch anything because I thought that if I'm watching here and someone with corona is watching somewhere
else, you'll
it'll
get it
enter through the eyes, it'll enter the screen.
Smart. Very smart.
Okay, this week I promise I'll watch Rajesh Sen, but I watched some music videos and that could count for something.
Yeah, because they are such wonderful music videos.
So anyway, Rajesh is showing off that she's watched a lot of stuff, so she'll tell us about that. We have some feedback from subscribers, two of whom who don't want to be named. But I'm very excited about this music video by Maninder Buttar, a Punjabi music video, which is a beautiful song.
And the one you showed me.
Yeah, and I will.
It was stunning.
Wasn't the song
it
nice?
It explains your concept of relationships and love after watching this now, I've realized. And your dress sense.
Okay.
It's all encapsulated in this video now.
Finished being nasty and we have Riz Ahmed's short film called The Long Goodbye. It should have been the
shorter.
Long film.
It should have been shorter.
We'll tell you what we think of that and his entire album. It is like his breakup with Britain, who he calls Britney or something. Then there is an alt Balaji show called Mentalhood.
I paid 99 rupees for 3 months to watch alt
Good.
Balaji shows.
Then there's Pushpavali.
Two.
What is that?
It's another series on Amazon. Then, just to show that I've watched every streaming
And then you
site.
Watch Netflix Guilty.
Film. It's a film.
And Rashi, I thought I'd go retro. So I watched Iruvar. And in fact, now because cinemas are closed, I will tell you which films I really liked, you know, down the ages. Hmm. So you can revisit them because you can't go out. Avoid public places.
Avoid public places, I like. You, unless you're Ajay Bisht. Adityanath, who goes by the name Yogi
Adityanath, who is going ahead with the Ayodhya, whatever.
Ram Navami Puja. So I have come to the conclusion that he actually secretly, you know how you break the system from within, the lefties used to do this. You enter a capitalist organization and you break the system from within. Mm. Ajay Bisht actually does not like Hindus. That's why he's holding this, so that everyone gets coronavirus and he gets rid of everyone.
That's
so
plan.
This is my insight into politics, which is very deep as usual.
So we'll keep you only on Awful and Awesome, not on Hafta.
It's not on the political.
But before Rajshri tells us what she thought of the many shows that she watched, can I please request you to subscribe to newslaundry.com. Go to www.newslaundry.com. On the right-hand top corner, click subscribe and pay to keep news free. We have a new NL Sena project, which is for, it's about 1,90,000 rupees. We're doing a comprehensive report, more than a report and a video, piece also, capsule, on the new Delhi, which is the new Latrians Delhi, which Rajpath, those of you who are familiar with Delhi, where the president's house and India Gate and all those big offices, North Block, South Block. Mr. Modi, in his vision, wants to redo that whole thing at a time when clearly we have a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot.
So it's a detailed report on that, the architectural design factors, the economic factors, the logistical factors, and also the environmental factors. So this is a very important report in my view because it tells us a lot about the government's priorities and, what goes about in making this happen because this is your and my money, thousands of crores of it. So if you can just give a few hundred or a few thousand rupees, we can do reports that need to be done at a time when journalists, it seems, many of them have stopped talking truth to power. So go to newslaundry.com and subscribe and pay to keep news free. Other than that, no matter what podcast platform you listen to us on, whether it is SoundCloud, iTunes, CastBox, give us a high rating or a favorable review, and then the likelihood of others finding us is higher. And those of you who are too cheap to contribute to pay to keep news free, maybe you will introduce us to others who do realize their duty. Rashi Sen, on that very gentle note, tell us what you thought of Alt Balaji's mental hood.
Every day is madness in a mom's life.
Nikki!
And in that madness, she's always right to do everything.
Miss Kanpur,
then three
children.
I am one of the mummies, and these are my babies.
हमारी ड्रीम टीम का क्या हुआ?
मैं ड्रीम करता हूँ, तुम टीम कर लो ना।
महिषा, what is this? 98%?
I want my child to be one with nature.
It's not motherhood.
Oh, आप seriously mental हो गए हो?
It's mentalhood.
Why is it called mentalhood? What is this?
It's called mentalhood. So the reason why it made news and the news peg was that it was Karishma Kapoor's first web series, which she's starring in.
Yay! How exciting!
Yay! Fabulous! So it's called mentalhood because it's about mothers, motherhood, and about how it drives mothers a little mental, so therefore mental very smart. That's why it's called mentalhood, and she is one of the mothers.
So basically they're following, it's a reality show where they're following the lives of mothers.
No.
Then
it's a fiction show.
Oh.
It's fiction.
Sorry, okay.
A fiction show,
okay,
where it's a group of mothers who live in Bombay and their kids go to this really, it's a school which is like Dhirubhai Ambani school because one of the kids is the superstar's son who's there, and it stars, they've got a nice lineup of actors in the sense that it's Karishma Kapoor, Tilottama Shom, Dino Moria is one of the mothers. He's a single parent.
So, but how's your mother?
So he's therefore part of the mother's group because he's a single parent. Hmm. There's Shruti Seth, Sandhya Mridul, and that other woman from Shilpa Shukla, who was in Chakde India. So they all, and it's about their kids are all sort of the same age. Some have very young toddlers and some have kids till the age of 13. And it's about what all the kids go through, what these mothers go through at home. And Karishma Kapoor is from Kanpur and has shifted to Bombay. And about her life, and she's married to that cute guy who used to be cute looking, Sanjay Suri. And you know Sanjay Suri?
Yeah, he started
Monsoon
the film.
Monsoon Wedding? No.
No, in Filhal, I was AD.
Oh, you were an AD.
I was assistant director to the film.
I was one of the six people who liked the film, sort of.
Really? Okay.
It's like Chandni Chowk to Chinatown.
So
China to Chinatown.
So it's a comedy, what is it?
It's comedy,
drama.
But serious. Drama, dramedy it is. And it is produced by Ekta Kapoor. And created by Ekta Kapoor, produced by Rupali Guha, Bengali.
Say no more. Let's carry on. Next.
Okay, so the thing which I felt, so they are 25-minute episodes.
How
so
many?
It's a little, I think there are...
Oh, you didn't watch all?
Eight. I watched the full thing.
Shut up. You watched 8 episodes of this shit?
Yeah, I watched the full thing.
You know, people, you have to...
Really?
Contribute more so we can give Rajshri Sen a raise because...
I have to go to a therapist.
Rajshri, I can't believe you watched like 8 episodes of something that has Karishma Kapoor in it.
Because they keep saying that we don't finish.
And it's created by Ekta Kapoor.
I wanted to stop after
Who's
two.
They keep saying?
People, as in our subscribers keep saying.
And you are so gentle and you're so... And, you're, and you listen to them, huh?
Yeah.
After trashing anyone who has watched this film is a fool. Anyone who has done this is an idiot. I mean, this is the kind of language you use, and now you're saying
never.
Because Dave Jay...
You loved it. You shut up. So first of all, the dialogue is not normal dialogue. If people are speaking to each other in this manner, and if they are doing so,
what is the manner?
As in, it's sort of over the top. Everything's a little dramatic. The way they talk to the husband. The only normal conversation sort of is between Sanjay Suri and Karishma Kapoor, but it's all a little over the top. There are couples who we've seen
written,
like this.
Basically.
It's badly written. They don't act particularly badly, any of these people. But even Karishma Kapoor acts normally. But the whole setup, which I know that there are mothers, especially in Bombay, because I've met a lot of them, who will drop the kids to school. They are working women, but for 2 hours they'll go for a, like, you know, it's that hanging yoga class. You've been for that, where they...
Pilates?
No, yeah. It's your, you hang from ropes from the ceiling. They'll do Zumba and all. Then they'll have the coolest bag. So I have seen people like this. But the conversations that these people have are a little odd.
Plot kya? You're making it completely unwatchable.
It's like sex. It's just pretty unwatchable. But it's like Sex and the City, but they are mothers. And there's dating, all that is there. And it touches on too many issues. So it touches on surrogacy.
Okay, it sounds boring. Move on.
This is what people tell you that you do this when you haven't born. These are the people outside, those people when we come in. You've seen the crowds saying, wow, the podcast hosts are here. Those people. I stopped and I spoke to them. I said, do you have something to tell us? Then I said, don't talk too much, please. And then I walked in. So it touches on child molestation, stranger danger, surrogacy, affairs, when your husband is actually gay, but you're fine with it because you are able to live a certain life because of that, because you're married to him. So you accept the fact that he's actually gay. Then mothers-in-law not being nice to you. So the problem with it is there are too many things which are discussed. The only point is I feel that all Balaji viewers might not all know about surrogacy, might not all know that, yeah, your child can be molested by someone.
So what you're saying is
so
it's a
little
good,
bit of good is there.
So it's public awareness.
Public awareness hai, but thoda, if they could have worked on the dialogue, it would have been nicer. But pretty people.
So it's called Mentalhood.
Mentalhood.
So this title has just provoked a joke in my mind.
Provoked one.
So
tell
now
us.
The joke is, it's a little complicated one, but let's see if you get it because you're not that bright.
Yeah, of course.
So there is a particular kind of bird which, like, it's a songbird, which is a true thrush, you know, thrush bird, and the little thrushes it lives in, and it's a songbird which brings up the babies of other poor birds.
Yeah.
Which bird is that? No. Of other poor birds. Robin. You see, because then it's Robin Hood. You see, because there's motherhood.
This is the side effect of corona, is that your humor becomes even worse.
Are you getting the joke? You know, Robin Hood, right? So, like, this bird is bringing up the children of, is sekoing the andas of the poor birds. So, it's like Robin Hood. You get it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, Rajshri Sen, on that note... Can I read an email or do you want to tell us about another show?
No. Read an email. Then I'll talk about a good show after this.
Okay, very good. So this email says that, please let me be anonymous as some of my family members follow News Laundry. Well, may your family live long and have many hundreds of children.
Very good taste.
And may they all subscribe and pay to keep News free, because when the public pays, the public is served. When advertisers pay, advertisers are served. Hi, Rajshri and Abhinandan. I usually agree to your views, but with Thappad, I get that maybe the woman's character could have been a little more assertive or stronger, or maybe a few shades of grey. But this movie is not about those women. It's about the most submissive women. It's about women who have given up their careers by their own will or by social conditioning, that even though you don't earn and even though you gave up everything, but the man still won't realize it. He feels entitled. Like even Kumud Mishra's character, Kumud Mishra's Rajshri Sen, both of us really liked.
The father.
Even though being one of the most intuitive men in that film, he couldn't realize what his wife gave up for him. That is how it is. It's a wake-up call to women to stop living to make men happy. I'm 23 and I have my cousins and friends who would be ready to give up everything if the man they're with is a little better than other men. My own maternal uncle has kind of forced my aunt to either try for a transfer or leave her job because she was posted out of the city, because there would be no one to look after the kids. To his defense, he says he has, quote unquote, let her work for a year, while he made adjustments, came home early due to this, and he lost his job. But he let her, quote unquote. Is he bad? For me, yes. But if you ask anyone in my family, no one would say that. Instead, they'll say he's the most caring husband, a wonderful father, which he is. But he is a man at the end of the day. My mom's a doctor and a very successful academician. But still, her friends say it's to my dad's credit he, again, inverted commas, let her do it and adjusted. These are just a few of the examples of men I know in my life. What Thappad has done is open their eyes to this unjust treatment. It might seem overly explanative, but it was needed. I saw this movie with a bunch of my friends, and one of them has been in a relationship with, again, a very good man who has let her be, but yet always very subtly told her his career is more important than hers. She was ready to the idea of getting married, but believe it or not, now she is more determined than before to focus on her career. This movie is not just about one topic, it's about infantilism, the way all of them tell Tapsi what to do. Thanks. Well explained, Rajshri Sen. Maybe you should take some tips from this mail and learn to behave yourself. Otherwise, you'll get a slap.
Don't infantilize. So, I feel this person has been more kind than required to the character, but it's a different point of view.
I think a lived experience, just like, you know, when I was young and I used to see these films where someone's child is hurt or something happens and that person gets moved so much that he's willing to go kill someone.
You didn't understand.
I said, like, chill out, it's just a kid. But when you, you know, have kids, even if not your own, but in your family, then you kind of get that sentiment. Now I get that sentiment.
Without having kids also, I got that sentiment.
Dude, you don't get any sentiment. You're basically...
I get immersed in cinema.
You're such a heartless wench.
Which is why I cry.
Dude, you cry because you're self-indulgent bong.
No, I cry because I've immersed myself in cinema. You're so busy mocking me during the film that you're not appreciating what you're watching.
You're such a cruel, horrible person in daily life. No, how do you say... Because you cry in a movie, you're a good person.
You know that more than anyone else.
So anyway, so I think I get people of that lived experience, kind of like, I kind of would identify with a lot of things that the cruel people like you or men like me won't.
But this is why I had asked people after the marriage story came out. I asked married friends of mine, because I am not married and I have therefore never been divorced, that since they are married, do they agree, and people who got divorced, that did this film speak to them? Because I could not understand what the married story it's called. You can now, you have time. You watch it, it's on Netflix.
What makes you have time?
Just because, bidgy man.
Because people are working on, I am still attending office every day. I'm the only one.
So when you're sitting,
me and the dog outside are the only ones who come
in. I hope you're
office.
Being nice to the dog outside, because you're occasionally not.
Okay.
Okay. No, so the marriage story. So I asked friends of mine who were married, have been married that way, whether it made more sense to them. Many of them said no. They felt the same way that I did. It was just a badly made film. So sometimes I feel that shared experience or not shared experience, if it's not a well-edged out character and all, it will not make a difference that way.
Okay, so Rajshri, what is a good show that you were spreading rumors about right now before I read this email?
Yeah, so on Amazon, I was watching this other show actually called Hunters with Al Pacino, but it was too serious for me and I did not want to watch anything that serious. Then I realized that Pushpavali season 2 is out.
If I want something that I want and if I have to pursue, I'll do it. And you know, if that makes me stupid, I am stupid.
Hi, Vasu.
Who are you?
You broke my leg with your hockey stick.
Pushpavali!
Pushpavali, what are you doing here?
I work here now.
Back to the dynamic duo of PNP.
What the hell is a PNP?
Pankaj and Pushpavali.
Yuck!
I'm really sorry. It's just I didn't know how to handle my feelings then. What are you doing here?
I'm here to pick up Arhan.
Pushpavali is season 1 was... So Mukhi is Suresh, the comedian?
No, I don't know.
She's a very good comedian.
Okay.
Okay. So she had scripted
My producer, Parikshit, is looking at me with disgust. Yes, please articulate your views, Parikshit, freely.
I'll show her to you,
okay,
then you
Okay, fine.
Know.
Then maybe I know. Okay, I'll Google it. You carry on.
Okay. So Sumukhi plays this girl called Pushpavali, who meets a guy in Bhopal at an event. And she has a crush on him. And she actually shifts cities to Bangalore. Like, he says, I'm from Bangalore. And she shifts cities to Bangalore. And she's basically a stalker.
Okay.
But she's a first of all, she shifted cities just based on one meeting with this guy. And the level to which she will go to stalk him and to be with him is just that Somukhi is very sweet looking. Like, she's this sweet, pudgy. Like, she's really
harmless
cute
and nice.
Yeah,
person.
No, and she looks like someone who you'd say, what a sweet girl she must be. And how she plays on his emotions, lies to people. Like, she's just horrible as a person. And that it takes that, because from the beginning when you start watching it, you just think that, oh, she's in the same town as him and they are going to fall in love. That it takes a horrible turn, and it's really funny also, is fabulous. So it's season two, it picks up from last season, and she's even worse in this. Like, she's basically a psycho.
So how does season one end?
Season one, and I don't want to give it away because you should watch season one and season.
I'm very impressed, Rachisen. You've learned things.
Yeah.
So basically, you thought season one was okay.
Season one was good. I liked season one, and you did want to see what would happen after that.
Okay.
So it kept your interest. And season two is very good, I have to say.
Really?
And it's very dark. And
who's created it?
She's created it.
Wow.
Somukhi has written it.
Very
She's
nice.
Created it. And it's the dialogue is spot on, the way people talk to each other. So it's all youngsters means they're like 30 years old. There's a little bit, it's over the top. There's a PG where she stays. So the way the girls talk to, but it's supposed to be over the top. Like, there are these two girls who do everything in unison, who one of whom is a stand-up comic, Urja.
Are they the ones who were in that film also of Anurag Kashyap, these two twins who are dancing? Which film was that?
That was
Man Marziyan.
What was it? Yeah, they were together, those two. And then I found out someone knew them.
So obviously, if there are two people, someone will know them.
No,
right?
I mean, someone
what
I
the
knew,
fuck
right?
someone
no,
knew
no.
them?
What rubbish?
No, otherwise there are these two people who no one knows. That they, anyway.
So this stand-up comic who you've seen a lot of her clips nowadays on Twitter and all, Uruj Ashfaq.
Okay.
Ashfaq, she's the one who did this whole thing about Uber. She got into Uber and the driver kept asking her something. Like, it was very funny. So those two, the PG scene is a little over the top. But it's meant to be. You can make out that it's meant to. Everything else is just the way people react. And even the way the guy, like, reacts to her is very the way men would.
It's very the way.
But it's very, like, watch it, because after a long time, I have seen an Indian show directed, created by someone Indian, and it came out before You, which is the one on Netflix, where he's also a stalker, but he's this lovely, like, you never hate the stalker, and he's a serial killer in You, and you never hate him because he's just so cute, Penn Badgley. There's something very,
only shallow people,
everyone likes. Even he gave an interview and he said, it's sad that people think that I'm a heartthrob, I'm actually a serial killer in the thing, but serial killers can be.
Okay, if you say so. So Parikshit has just pointed out that people have drawn a parallel between Pushpavali and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So Somukhi has defended that stance, he says. See, he's more well-informed, Rashi.
Than I am. He's the youth.
Now he's become the youth. He's 30, he's 20-something.
Compared to us, they are the youth.
No, but I just loved how you called, like, 30-year-olds youngsters. You know, to thuso yourself into the youngsters category, 30-year-old youngsters.
30, we are not... 30.
I don't know about you. I certainly am not. But what I'm saying is,
elder.
But even they are not youngsters. They're still middle-aged.
Nowadays 45 is middle-aged because people, our longevity has become 90. When our parents were 40, at that point, older people used to die at 65. So they were old. So it depends on when are people actually popping it. So we are middle-aged.
Okay.
30 is the new youngster.
30 is the new 20.
And
40 is the new 30.
And 18 is the new infant, which is by their IQ usually. 18-year-old listeners, I don't mean
yeah,
you
see,
guys,
she's
of course.
Disrespectful. Doesn't matter. They don't subscribe. They are not earning.
But this
you
is a
You can insult
real...
them. Don't insult the ones who have credit cards and can subscribe.
Yeah.
You can insult the 18-year-old. That's
no,
okay.
No, their parents, they'll still
but
take.
Even if
they
their
don't
parents,
care.
They won't subscribe to News Laundry. That's fine.
So it's directed by Debbie Rao. And created by Somukhi. I would say definitely watch it if you're sitting at home and you're pretending to be working from home, especially. There are two seasons you can watch. So you can spend, I think there are 16 episodes, 45-minute episode. Wow.
Your week is taken. All News Laundry colleagues, if you're listening to this show, you don't take this shit advice. You have been asked to go home so that you can work. So please do work and write and try to do data baked बोल रहा हूँ
data baked
data backed stories so that you don't have to go on the ground unless you really have to go on the ground to report. On that note, I have another email, Rajshree sir, and after that we shall review Riz Ahmed's The Long Goodbye. It's a short film. Is it a Seagram's, 100 Pipers, whatever the fuck it is?
Seagram's would make something better than this, I feel.
Oh, come on. Don't do that. So this email is from Shurveer. Hi, Abhinandan Rajshree. Who gets to be a gay icon is a difficult question to answer because it changes with times. Pre-60s, when gay rights wasn't a thing, gay people identified with suffering, hence Judy Garland. In the 70s and 80s, many straight celebrities who were openly supportive of gay rights at the time when it was uncool to do so were claimed as gay icons. Oprah and Princess Diana, Dolly Parton, and a whole cast of the show Golden Girls, especially Bea Arthur, who left her estate to be converted into a shelter for homeless gay youth. All these women supported gay rights, sometimes at great personal risk. Gay men have also championed opinionated, loud, and fierce women. Pop celebrities like Madonna, Cher, Cyndi Lauper, Lady Gaga are gay icons because they are iconoclasts who don't care about what society thinks of them. Now that gay rights have gone mainstream in the West, the new gay icons are over-the-top divas like Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, and Lizzo. I don't know who's Lizzo.
Lizzo is this really fat singer, and she makes it a point to like highlight her weight.
Okay. I'm not aware of a mainstream gay icon in Indian pop culture. They are pretty few and far between, which shows how regressive and cowardly Bollywood is. Rajshree has the potential to become a gay icon because she's opinionated, loud, fierce, and basically an unpleasant person.
No, that is I read the mail.
You read the mail. So Rajshree said obviously...
Abhinandan agrees that I'm loud.
Yeah, that she is.
And opinionated. That also you agree.
It's not an opinion. You're just like... are talking with their words.
I'm wordy.
You're wordy.
I'm wordy and loud.
So, thank you, Shurveer.
Thank you, Shurveer.
Rajshree is
thrilled.
I agree.
Even Abhinandan thinks so, but he feels bad to say it because he can't bring himself to pay me a compliment ever.
Because you're a woman. And yeah. I only compliment men.
And because you only hit me. Okay. But we don't talk about it in public because Fine. We've been asked, ghar ki baat, ghar pe hi rehne do.
Ghar pe rehne do. So, on that note, Riz Ahmed has come up with a short film called The Long Goodbye. This film has been directed or created, whatever you want to call it, by two people. Anil Karya, that's Anil spelled A-N-E-I-L, and Riz Ahmed. This, I guess, is a part, and it's directed by Anil Karya. This is a part of a album he's come up with called The Breakup.
Yeah.
And it's basically rap poetry, and it's about racism, and he's tackling, just xenophobia, racism in Britain. And Britain has become Britney. This is what it sounds like. So, Rajshree sir, I don't really have... I mean, the film was too long. It's like 11 minutes. It's a wedding is happening in the family. It's in Britain somewhere, an Asian house. I guess Indian. And the usual excitement, ladki ki mehndi lag rahi hai, nail polish lag rahi hai, jo bhi ho raha hai. And these white people come and they just round everybody up and start bashing them and killing them. And the police is complicit. That is the concept of the 11 minute. Now, to create the mood in the house of there's a shadi happening, it was 4.5 minutes. I think that's kind of long to create the mood. The mood isn't created in the first minute. Get on with the story. I think that was a bit much. Then... I don't know. I have nothing much to say to this. I mean, I think he's tackling a subject that is important to tackle. But I mean, I have that desi cynicism to Western content because when I see this, nothing even close to this has happened in Britain. And I'm living in a country where just 3 weeks ago, there is video evidence of police complicit in beating up or attacking Muslims. There's video evidence. So when I see this, fantasy of extreme prejudice in the West, which is, I don't think it happens. So
no,
I,
although in the States it has happened, the police shootings with blacks.
Yeah, of course it's happened.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, like what this shows, that a bunch of goons can take on a neighborhood and the police will stand by and watch, is not something that's, I mean, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what emotional state Riz is in. He's going through, clearly he's going through a phase. I mean, yes, our wonderful producer Parikshit has a valuable input.
Horrified by us.
He's pretty vocal about like racism. Like he has
Riz G, that thing.
He has, okay. He's got a sweatshop boys, okay, fine. Pet Shop Boys ka isne game kiya hai. Very nice. The Pet Shop Boys bhi tha ek band.
Don't mock.
I'm just saying.
He's making songs on racism.
Theek hai, how am I mocking, yaar?
Very bad.
I just said that Sweat Shop Boys is a takeoff on Pet Shop Boys. What is mocking? In anyway, haan, carry on, please.
Please.
So, so this, I think, is the situation that hasn't happened but can happen, is what he's trying to show.
Okay. If you don't do
something
now,
if you go down
now,
the road of Trump's and Boris Johnson's, this is where it'll lead. I don't quite agree, but fine. So it's, this song, the pop song, this rap song, poetry, whatever it is, this one.
The question seems simple, but the answer's kind of long. I could tell them Wembley, but I don't think that's what they want, and I don't want to tell them more because anything I say is wrong. Britons are unborn and I love a cup of tea and that. My tea ain't from Britain, it's from where my DNA is at. And where my genes are from. That's where they make their genes and that. And send them off to NYC, that's where they stack the peas and that. Skinheads meant I never really liked the British flag. And I only got the shits when I went back to pack. And my ancestors Indian, but India was not for us. My people built the West, who even gave the skinhead swastikas. Now everybody everywhere want their country back. If you want me back to where I'm from, then bruv, I need a map.
I think it's very clever, the poetry. It's pretty, it's catchy. I think that too much emotion in the voice kind of kills it. Like, take it easy, we get it. Like, don't, the voice starts shivering when I'm singing, that is a bit much. But theek, that's all I have to say about this. I was watching it and I was wondering, why am I watching it? Then I remembered that I have to host
the
show.
I was also wondering why. It's been a tough few days for me, but this made it tougher, I felt.
I don't know. It didn't do anything for me, even though I am Indian.
What was that film he was in that we watched? Mira
The Reluctant Nair. Fundamentalist.
Yeah.
He's also in that Star Wars story. Rogue One. He's in Rogue One. Loquin.
I'm wondering, what is this Loquin?
Like, you know what Rogue One is?
I know everything. Have you not understood by now? So I just felt, sometimes I also feel that when you're too earnest, it kills it for me, but I'm a cynical kind of person. I just felt he's so like, and it does remind you of the shootings that have happened in Delhi, of people just walking around, which is a new thing in Delhi, of course. Everyone walks around with guns. I'm saying everyone used to walk around with guns, but now you take out the gun and you actually shoot. Mm. Earlier, they at least kept it in their pocket. So the other day, I went to the vet's hospital, and there was this really big Alsatian, and I'm very fond of all dogs, but this Alsatian looked like it would definitely eat me and my beagle also. So I just told the guy, he was not being able to restrain the, and he had this thick chain. The man was holding a stick, which if he'd hit me with it, I would have died. I would have been like in this Riz Ahmed video only. So I just looked at him and I frowned. I said, just hold him properly. And his attendant, he was not holding his own dog, his attendant was. So I said, "Aap theek se pakadiye na," and I moved my dog aside. So this guy gave me a sweet smile, and the guy who's holding the dog walked by me. He had a holster with a gun in it.
In case they have to shoot the dog.
No, so I turned and I told the dog's owner, I said, "Why has he brought a gun over here? Who are you going to shoot?" Then I thought, in Gurgaon, you should not. He'll just show you who he'll shoot. He'll shoot you and say, "You." So then I thought,
happy spring. Holy hair.
Then I thought, okay, not the time to be cocky and say, "Who are you going to
shoot?" I wasn't talking to you, sir. I was on the bed. You bloody bed. Why are
In Delhi and all, if in the capital of India, this kind of behavior is normal, people are walking around with guns and all, Riz Ahmed's also, I'm sure, there is a lot of police brutality which happens as well. But it's a little, I felt, exaggerated, and he's a little too earnest. I sometimes
I think I get the kind of racism that exists in Europe, US, and other places, and I've seen better articulation of that kind of battle and that. Not just that battle, that entire sentiment. I've seen better articulation of that in various other rap songs. Or this is not one of the ones that I would put up there. But, you know, one of the things I think, Rachi, what happens when you're Indian and an Indian who's a grounded Indian like me. I'm not about you.
Sorry.
If you finish joking.
Is
that, like, even when I read that Lukaku had written that piece before the World Cup about his poverty.
Who's Lukaku? He's a footballer.
Yeah. He's the striker for an Italian club. Earlier, he basically was the striker in the World Cup, Belgium. The team did really well. It was one of the underdogs. And he had written a piece, which the link is under. I have a few things to say. It was really poignant, Ketana,
poignant.
Of his struggle, poverty.
Okay.
And then him making it as, you know, I don't know, 40 million, 50 million, how much he was signed up for. So I read it and I really like him. I really respect him because I love his attitude on the ground. I think he's a really amazing role model. Like, while I think Ronaldo's an excellent player, I don't think he's a great role model. Although he has donated his hotels to be treated for Corona.
I was very impressed by that.
But, you know, when my nephew and niece were watching and they look at Ronaldo and his behavior, I'm saying he should not be a role model. Messi can be. Lukaku can be.
He's cocky on the field.
Yeah, he's just unpleasant. He's just a dick on the field. But the thing is that what he described as poverty in Belgium, I was like, dude, this is not fucking poverty. Like, my mother was holding the fridge and she was looking at me and I knew that there was nothing inside. I was like, dude, there was nothing. Now, I'm not saying that his struggle is a struggle. Yeah. What I'm saying is it won't make an Indian, like, lip quiver. Because, fuck, the poverty we see is fucking at a different level. Similarly,
And you have running water.
Similarly, if you're in India and if you've been in Delhi in the last month and you've seen what police has done here, Riz Ahmed's video maybe lose its impact. So maybe the video is okay. Maybe we are fucked up, Rashi Sen. That is what I'm saying.
Like that. Yeah. So much self-awareness you have.
Such is the life of the self-aware.
Really?
Yep. Such is the life. So now, that was his short film and his rap or whatever it is. It's called, what's it called? Rap poetry?
No. That's spoken word poetry.
So as opposed to other poetry, that's not spoken word. It's what
written
the
word. Dude. It's really called spoken word poetry.
But that makes
poetry.
No sense. That's such a shit term, spoken word poetry.
Yeah, it's not great poetry according to me either. But that's just me.
It's like foot walking race as opposed to what? Hand walking race.
Don't be like that. Your attitude is very poor. I've noticed this. What I just want to say, it's good to see that Riz Ahmed at least has some awareness of what is happening in politics and all. Better than not having any, but he could be a little less earnest. And that's it.
Okay. So now you tell us about Netflix's Guilty, but I have another email to read before
Yes,
that.
Please.
Rashan, this is from Tarikur. Hi, Abhinandan and Rajshri. I hope my letter finds you well and hope you guys and the entire News Laundry team is taking care at the time of coronavirus outbreaks. As I was listening to your review of Thappad, I couldn't help but chuckle when Abhinandan hilariously mentioned how two single people were analyzing the complexities of married life. Nevertheless, I don't necessarily believe that single men, women cannot have a viewpoint on married life, but there are some nuances only married people will notice.
Such as cheating on each other. That's correct, because I'm not married. I don't know what it feels like to be cheated on by my husband.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I felt even though there was nothing wrong with the movie, it missed a heart-wrenching effect like that of Article 15 or Mulk. The biggest problem of the movie was its trailer. The trailer was the movie, as it gave the entire plotline and the movie failed to bring anything new. Exactly, Tarikur. That's what I also said.
It's smart.
Tarikur and I have same feeling.
You wouldn't need it in this mail.
No, it's Tarikur.
Okay. I'm just asking.
The trailer showed when he slapped, why he slapped, what the family said and felt, and what conclusion she got. The movie had a very simple idea at its core, but it failed to evolve from that simple core that was the disappointment for viewers. Us ek thappad se mujhe sab dikh gaya, never materialized. That's my two cents. I would like to thank you both for the wonderful work. P.S. There is hardly anything sweeter to my ears than a rant from Abhinandan. I would pay just to listen to his extremely articulate and precise rant. Kudos, man.
Tarik, chaga beta.
Aha.
Tarik is a true, is a true, true kadardan.
He'll stop listening after hearing true.
Kadardan. So he doesn't mind my bad pronunciation.
Like that.
He's a kadardan of the, he can parkho the value of a hira. हीरा परख लेता है तारिक. एनीवे, सो तारिक थैंक यू फॉर सब्सक्राइबिंग. प्लीज इनकरेज अदर्स टू सब्सक्राइब एज वेल. जस्ट सो यू नो, व्हेन द राइट्स हैपन इन दिल्ली, वी हैड 4 or 5 रिपोर्टर्स आउट ऑन द ग्राउंड. राइट नाउ वी हैव 1 रिपोर्टर who had already left before the lockdown happened in Chhattisgarh. For 12 days, he'll be investigating a story on excesses by the forces on the tribals during the Mao operation. So when they were sweeping up Maoists, matlab lapete mein just everybody. Tribals who had nothing had to do with the Maoism.
Collateral damage.
So we're doing a story on that. These are reports that need to be done. They can't be done without your support. So please pay to keep news free. Go to NL subscribers page and you can also contribute to this NL Sena project. So Rajshri, now tell us about this. What is this called?
Guilty.
My name is Nanki. They say find your tribe. Love them hard. Vijay. Tashi. Hardy. That's my tribe. We were having the time of our lives. Until... Let's start from the beginning.
What is Guilty?
The reason why I watched this is because various feminists, who you and I both know, tweeted on Twitter, not on Facebook, because you can only tweet on Twitter, that this is the Me Too film that we've been waiting for. Like, it gets it so right.
It's a movie.
A movie. Not a series. I was so stunned that a Karan Johar film starring Kiara Advani
This is the one that's being promoted these days. I've almost watched it.
Almost, right? Then what stopped you?
Then I thought fucking Corona ho gaya toh.
No, then you thought Rajesh will watch it. Why should I bother? Loser will watch it. That's what you thought.
You paid me as such a kamchor.
So I sat down to watch
this. I thought it was a series.
At 10:20 at night. So it only finished at 12:40, because in between I lost interest and watched
something. But Rashi said, never ever let anything get in the way of sleep. That is my advice to everybody.
No, but I don't sleep.
Drink
right?
lots of water and sleep a lot.
I drink lots of water. So which is why I don't sleep, because I keep getting up every half an hour to pee. Then I drink more water. So it's a vicious cycle. But my liver, what is it? Kidney, it goes through. Water goes through.
Everywhere, Rashi said.
Everywhere. So everywhere is very good inside, is all I'm saying. Including my heart is very good. So Guilty, I sat down to watch. Because people had said it's got everything correct. So this is set in, it is directed by Ruchi Narayan, written by Ruchi Narayan, Kanika Dhillon and Atika Chauhan. So three women have written this.
And comes from the production house of Karan Johar.
And it stars Kiara Advani, who the irony is that she was
beautiful.
In. She's very nice looking, I have to say. And especially in this film, there's something. She's very nice looking. She acted in Kabir Singh, where she gets slapped by this one, Shahid Kapoor. So the irony that she's in this feminist film. So she plays it set in a college. These are first year or second year students. It's not really clear what second year say. And she is part of this rock band. And it's like a college rock band. So you have, they've got those little things. There'll be someone from the Northeast who's in the rock band. They've got all that. And there's a cool guy. The coolest guy in the college is the lead singer. She's his girlfriend and she writes the songs. And there's another rival rock band. The singer is from Dhanbad. So this is a college which looks like St. Stephen's kind. And the other girl is from Dhanbad. She's a little over the top. She's a little in your face sexuality. And she has a crush on this lead singer, this other classmate. And on one night where there's a concert, this guy, she keeps hitting on this guy. This girl from Dhanbad keeps hitting on this guy. It's very important that she's from Dhanbad because they have a class angle thing over there as well. Keeps hitting on this guy and in front of his girlfriend, which is Kiara Advani. And this guy leaves with the other girl and goes to his room with his friends. And then what is discovered is she claims that he's raped her. That I said no and he did not listen. And then how the story unfolds and how Kiara Advani goes from being the supportive girlfriend to what she does after that. And there's a court case. No, there's an investigation. Dalip Tahir plays this boy.
He's the worst actor in the world, Dalip Tahir.
He acts very badly here also, but he was very, I want to just say that when we were in Sophia, one of the things to see how resourceful we were, because we were all from outside Bombay pretty much. There must have been 4 people or 5 people from Bombay. And was that for our film, for our AV, you had to get a celebrity to do the voiceover. And we got Dalip Tahir to do it. So I will remain indebted to him for this because he agreed for free. Someone has to agree to do, and that too on mangroves. What an exciting topic we had chosen. But so he's a good man, but a bad actor. That's the only thing. So there's the investigation. So the boy's father is a minister. His mother is this socialite, social worker. And they hire a big law firm to get him off. And how the law firm, you know what they do, that witness training, that so that if his friends are called on, yeah? So the lawyer in that law firm realizes that there's been a cover-up over here. And so there are many layers to it, but what doesn't work is, again, the characters are extremes.
Black and white.
No, and they're extremes. She's such a cool chick, this Kiara Advani, like... I have not seen such cool chicks ever, I think. She also has Akla Cholo Re written tattooed on her chest in like font size 14. So it must have really hurt because I have two tattoos. I can't imagine how much it hurt her. She has tattoos all over, but she's from a family where she doesn't meet her parents. She stays with the hostel. Warden is her local guardian. Kunal Vijaykar plays a very serious role over here.
Oh, how does he do?
He's very good.
Really? In this. Serious
he's
role?
Acted wow. so well in this. And so there are many layers. Again, much like Mentalhood, I felt they've addressed too many issues. There's childhood molestation, class problems, everything, corruption.
I'm going to watch it. You have piqued my curiosity.
Yeah, but the ending, now I just want to say, I won't give away the end. But instead of it being about this girl from Dhanbad who has been raped, that it becomes about Kiara Advani because she's the well-known actress. So you're like, dude, this film is about... the girl who's been raped, ideally you would think, or about the guy who's raped, right? Can be about these two. Ideally, they should be the protagonists or the focus. The focus of the film becomes Kiara Advani. And the end scene, you watch it, that is totally implausible what happens. We've all been in college. College students are neither stay so engrossed for so long, and neither can this play out the way it does.
It need not be realistic, but as long as it is plausible in the universe created...
Okay, don't be so kind. It's not that I think the whole, like certain things that it dwells on, that if you go and tell the person who's your boyfriend or girlfriend that you cheated on them last night, but because you've confessed, that will they forgive you or will they not? Will they stand by you? If you find out that your boyfriend has been accused of rape, how blindly will you believe that he hasn't? Especially if he says that I consensually had sex with her the night before. So certain things which didn't make sense to me is that if this girl is supposed, Kiara Advani's character is supposed to be so strong and so independent, that she would, look past the fact that he slept with someone else in a drunken haze. But then when she's told that, now there's a rape case to... like, you don't see that shift of how she starts believing him. They just skip over that part. But that a film has been made on the Me Too movement.
It's not a film on the movement.
It's about Me Too. It ends with statistics on Me Too. There's lots of commentary on
saying,
Me
but
Too. I feel
to expect
people,
something like that to come out of the current Johar universe is...
So my expectations were really low. So I felt, it's okay. So your expectations now I've set really low. Even you might think it's okay.
Let's see.
They get certain nuances, like in Delhi, how if your daddy is rich, he will pay off someone and get you off. And everything is not informed
to
the lawyer.
That's not a nuance. I mean, people have been doing that from the time of Amar Akbar Anthony and even before that. So
yeah, and then the mother saying, but my beta had consensual sex.
But one thing I've noticed, Rajshri Sen, and this I've noticed that a lot of people who I know personally and have called friends at some point in my life, who are in the media space, they seem to be very kind to Karan Johar. I know that in their opinion on all sorts of other things are very harsh, but whenever they talk about Karan Johar, they suddenly become less unkind. And I think it's because if you're living in Bombay, we in Delhi have the luxury of saying, he makes shit. Karan Johar basically manufactures shit and he packages it well and shit buyers buy that shit. I think if you're in Bombay and if you're in the world of media, no matter what you do, you can't say that. I have a feeling. Because I have seen some very smart people kiss his ass like I wouldn't fucking...
Because it means he has so much of a hold on. He can ruin your... I don't think he... Like, obviously...
Or maybe they want to be invited to his parties. Maybe they're shallow like you, Rashi said.
His parties look very fun, I have to say.
Is there a shallow people group that you could check?
That WhatsApp group that I'm on.
The shallow bongs.
Not the shallow rich WhatsApp group you're on. I'm on the shallow bong one. I'll make sure to send it. I'm not allowed in your group, no? Because my monthly income isn't that much.
Moving on. So that is guilty. So I guess if... I'm this is a guess, not giving any spoilers, guys. I haven't watched it, but because the show is called Guilty, I'm guessing he's guilty. Because if he was not guilty, the show would be called Not Guilty. De Tali Parikshit, main hu hi jail zone.
Replacing you with that crowd who is saying awful and awesome, awful and awesome.
That crowd,
with that crowd, y'all can hear, no?
Can I jump into the crowd?
Oh, will I just... You might hit the ground really hard. Don't jump into
the
crowd.
Fans outside. I shouldn't jump into that crowd. Okay. No.
They might have gone lunch break. They must have gone.
So, on that note, Rajshree Sen, see, there's a few things that bring out the worst and the best in us as a human species. What's the word I'm looking for? A catastrophe or a...
Calamity.
Calamity or just something bad.
Pandemic.
Or, you know, extreme stress or a life, difficulties in life. They bring out the best or the worst in you. Hmm. And Joker's thesis was in the Batman series that this species will bring out the worst.
Yeah.
So coronavirus has done both. It has created... people, you see a lot of people very kind, like Ronaldo, who's ordinarily is not the nicest of people, has donated his hotels to be treated.
Yeah, who would have thought? Huh.
And it has, you know, brought philanthropy to the table, but it has also brought creative juices flowing. One is of a person, Narendra Chanchal, who Raj Kapoor made famous with this song. And then Bollywood really celebrated him with many more songs, such as this. And this. So he became this, he became, his area expertise became Mata Ke Gaane.
Oh, like
Chalo
that.
Bula.
Like Anuradha Podwal.
Anuradha Podwal's USP was different. By the way, someone pointed out that Bhushan Kumar is Gulshan Kumar's son and not brother.
I asked you this,
I know.
You said.
I, that,
you
it's
said
on me.
His son. His
it's
son.
On me, I fucked up.
But, it's his brother.
No, his son.
Oh,
he
is
said
his
brother.
Son. Okay, sorry.
Krishan Kumar is the brother. Kishan Kumar is brother, Bhushan Kumar is son. Hmm. So now Narendra Chanchal has come up with a song on coronavirus. Here's how it goes.
Dengue bhi aaya, swine flu bhi aaya.
Dengue bhi aaya, swine flu bhi aaya.
Chikungunya ne shor machaya.
Chikungunya ne shor machaya.
Khabre ki wona. Kitho aaya corona.
Kitho aaya corona. Oh, kitho aaya corona.
Republic TV, our alert producer Parikshit and Ramdas interviewed him. So they clearly, Arnab is not spending time doing serious news. He's giving us competition. But, and then there was Baba Sehgal who did this. Baat meri sare log dhyan se sunna, mummy, papa, dada, dadi, munni, ya munna, hamari ego kuch zyada uthi hui hai, nature bhi isiliye roothi hui hai. Don't worry, sab ho jayega theek. Strong bano, don't be weak. Zameer hum logon ka maila hua hai, isiliye virus ye phaila hua hai. Gale lagana, haath milana, sab chhod rahi hai. Public dunya bhar ki ab haath jod rahi hai. Haath jodna bole to namaste, namaste. Tum bhi sab karo na phir khul jayenge raste. Namaste, namaste. Haath jodo, jodo karo tum namaste, namaste.
Yeah, what a song. I watched the whole thing.
So, do you want to review this? Creative juices that are flowing with Corona juices.
I'm hoping.
Corona juice or creative juice mein, matlab neck to neck competition chal raha hai. Who is more, what's the word I'm looking for, Rajshri Sen?
Invasive.
No.
Insidious.
No.
Critical. Chronic.
No.
I don't know. What?
Dangerous.
Very simple word you wanted. And I'm looking at big, big words. How old is Baba Sehgal? This I want to know.
You know, he's very cute. Yeah. I feel very bad for him.
So I've said this
he
before.
He doesn't lose his enthusiasm. Like no, today, there is, you know, Badshah and Yo-Yo Honey Singh and there's so many people. Like Baba Sehgal is nobody. Like there's a time where Madhu Sapre did his music videos.
I mean, age 54 years.
But even now, he does these really tucha videos, but with such sincere enthusiasm.
And he never
enthusiasm.
Says anything rude or crude or anything. So I've said this before.
He's an amazing guy, I think.
That my first job in Bombay, which I was in for 1 month I worked there, Nimbus TV.
Okay.
I was an editor with that. That was the internet boom. So I was an editor on their website. And the same building which Nimbus TV was in, I was standing at the lift. And I normally don't look to see who's come and stood next to me. But the person's arm was in a purple velvet jacket.
I said, so this I face
turned,
I have to see.
And it was Bombay. So I was like, wow. Like, what happened here? And I turned. Well, Baba Sehgal.
So did you ask for autograph?
Baba Sehgal stood. No.
Because you couldn't ask a selfie because there were no phones then.
Yeah. He would have drawn something or something for me. But he was standing in a full purple velvet suit on a normal day. He'd come to work to his production studio, whatever it was. So that is my memory of Baba Sehgal.
But, you know, the sincerity of his smile, of his message, no matter how not artistic it be, there's something about him which is very cute.
Yeah, he's cute. That I have to say. Nothing vile in him at all.
Mm. Even like his lyrics, "Maine rajma khaya aur fart mara" kind of lyrics he does.
That is sweet. That's if I was also writing lyrics for every day. He has a video pretty much every other day.
Really?
Very creative.
Truly.
Creative.
So there's one more email. We won't read the email that she sent. But SG, you know, I got your mail. Those are your initials. I'm glad you like the show. I'm glad it entertains you and gives you an hour of something to laugh at. And thanks for writing in, man. Appreciate your support. So, Rajshri Sen, now finally, there is this one beautiful song.
Which you made me watch.
And here. It's not a beautiful song.
Stunning.
No, don't be sarcastic. It's not a nice song.
I'd put myself in a quarantine facility to avoid listening.
We'll let the audience decide. We'll come back to this song. But here's what it sounds like. It's by Maninder Buttar. It's called Lare. What's so funny?
Maninder Buttar.
Don't make Buttar. It's a Punjabi. Don't make fun of
it's
Sen.
It's a Punjabi.
It's a Punjabi. What's wrong with Buttar?
It's a Punjabi full stop.
Okay, stop cackling. Let our audience listen to the song.
Main sab kuj chhad ditta tere karke tere utto sab kuj vari baithiya tenu pata ta hai par fikr nahi. तेरे लिए मैं यारा वे कवारी बैठियां यारी तेरी वे यारी जिस मतक है सारी दी सारी यारी बेतका होना मेरे नाल मेरे पता बस लारे
insights.
Okay, you can give us your insights later. So, this song is by Maninder Buttar and Sargun Mehta and B. Prak. Johnny Arvindir Kharia. And it's music video, Rajshri Sen. I watched. As you see, I stumble upon a lot of Punjabi music videos. You know how I stumble upon them?
How? I really want to know.
I Google Punjabi music videos and they show up. I don't know how the fuck that happens. It's like magic. So Rajshri Sen, what do you think of the music video?
One is, why? How is the girl's hairstyle changing, texture changing every 10 seconds? She has curly hair, she has wavy hair, she has tendrils in her hair, she has straight hair. So one is that. Second is, she dances on glass. But the soles of her feet are clearly very thick. Because if I dance on...
They're bleeding. That's how she... Hey, the concept of the music video is...
Is a concept?
Of, you couldn't get it. There's no concept.
I'm waiting to hear, tell me.
Of course.
What is the concept? Potty. Potty is a
concept. You have no taste. There is no romance left in you. There's no innocence left in you, Rajshri Sen. You've become a hard,
hanging
cynical...
Hanging out with you, it's all dead now.
Okay. So... basically, he's talking to his girlfriend on the phone.
And she has a Nokia for some reason.
Can we not fucking focus on the... See, you're so shallow. iPhone or Nokia?
Why does she have a Nokia?
How does that matter? See the sentiment behind it, not the instrument. Fucking hell.
That sounds like someone with erectile dysfunction would say this.
Can I finish my concept?
Sorry.
So, basically, he's talking to her on the phone and then... A friend of his comes, he says, okay, I'll call you back later. He thinks he's disconnected, but he hasn't. And the friend asks, so when are you getting married? He says, I haven't thought about it. And then she overhears
so
it.
So much you got from this video.
And they were talking Punjabi, that's what you didn't understand.
Oh, okay, I don't understand. Yeah. Crudo, I don't understand.
It's not crudo, it's Punjabi, it's a beautiful language. So, and then then she stops talking to him, but then I didn't understand why he stops talking to her. But anyway, but then he stops talking to her. And then there's a mela. And in that mela, there is glass and there is a... There are two women dancing and she starts dancing on the glass. Now, Rashi said the $1 million question is, why did she start dancing on the glass?
This though, even I asked her, I said, why is she dancing now on the glass?
So you tell me.
Because she's stupid.
No, most people think she is dancing on the glass to win him over. See, that's why you find it stupid. That she's dancing on glass, that, you know, because wo root hai, usko manane ke liye, she's dancing on glass. But in the editing, people saw one... Missed one very important aspect. As we are watching the music video now, she waves to him. He walks off.
And Joe then...
what does it say? Joe nachega kaanch pe...
Pe inaam 5,000. She did it for money.
For 5,000 rupees, Rajshri. And that is the beauty. The layers of this music video are... Everyone thinks she's dancing so that she kind of guilts him into picking her up and marries her, which also happens. As a byproduct of this, not only does she win 5,000 bucks,
she also gets a husband.
Straight away.
But her feet have to be cut off.
No.
Okay.
Just
okay.
That
I
even,
like, she becomes stubby.
That even Hema ji has done in Shole. So Rajshri Sen, that's the concept. I think it's a beautiful concept. It's
thrilling. Thrilling, absolutely.
And it's a lovely song. So we have also introduced our audience to a wonderful new Punjabi song.
I'm not taking responsibility for this at all.
Okay, I'll take the credit all alone. You don't have to take any credit for this wonderful gesture from our side. So Rajshri Sen, I think since it is quarantine season.
Yes.
And you have told me that I can watch Netflix without getting corona because I thought it can be communicated through the eyes also.
Poor programs can give you corona.
So I promise to watch something this week.
But one thing you'll watch.
But I think we should also next week come back with some retro films. Like I watched Iruvar. I really like
it. Did you watch Iruvar?
I did watch Iruvar. And I was very impressed. Mohanlal was at one point a good actor. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Mohanlal.
But he was always chubby.
Yeah,
he's flexible and stuff.
Meaning,
no, in
what
this,
is
I mean, just
doing?
The kind of dance and the fights he's doing, that's pretty good. I mean, I can't imagine. But he was, I mean, I think when you're new in an industry, you're more sincere, so you are a good actor. Later, when you become a star, then you become a caricature of yourself. I mean, this happened with Dilip Kumar, it happened with Devana, it happened with Amitabh Bachchan. Then you just start aping yourself.
He was in that film Kala Pani also.
I haven't watched it.
It's a nice film. But I'll watch Iruvar is good?
Yes.
Okay. We'll watch. Our friend told us to watch it.
Yes, to watch Iruvar. So thank you for that recommendation. Yeah. So I'll watch a few more things this weekend on online. On that note, we thank our very alert producer for alerting us to the many things. Parikshit, thank you for our sound recordist, Anil. And if you have any feedback to give, you can mail us at contact@newslaundry.com. I repeat, contact@newslaundry.com. Write awful and awesome in the title line. But only those mails will be read out that are from subscribers. Those of you who are just listening to this wonderful content without paying, while you may think that this content is not worthy of your payment, much of the other stuff that News Laundry does is we do ground reports. We tell stories, or at least try to, that many in big media will avoid telling. For that, we need resources, money, time. And we don't depend on advertisers, so we expect you. Because we believe when the public pays, the public is served. When advertisers pay, advertisers serve. So we don't want to be supported by advertisements. So do contribute. Go to newsline.com and click on subscribe. Because the more of you who support us, we can do bigger and bigger and more important stories and be even braver, because you are the wind beneath our wings. How about that, Rashi Sen? That was a song by who? Bette Midler, no? मेरे जनरेशन की है ना बात, तो मुझे याद है. आजकल मुझे नहीं पता क्या हो रहा है.
Lizzo. I want you to listen to songs by Lizzo.
Why should I?
You should be abreast with.
Okay, I'll try.
Things other than breasts.
Dude, yeah, what shit you talk?
Of course, we'll keep it in. Don't edit it out. I'll get very upset.
Okay, you just say any shit now. So
wordplay. This is known as wordplay.
Okay, good for your wordplay. Also, check out other podcasts, Reporters Out Orders and Hafta. We have a daily podcast called Daily Dose to keep you abreast of the news on a daily basis. And do pay to keep news free. Rajshree Sen, any other messages you have?
So stay in quarantine. And in Bombay, I've seen they've now started putting that stamp on your hand. That if you're supposed to be in quarantine facility, it says that to be quarantined till this thing, a certain date. I do feel that it should be put on Indians, our foreheads, because everyone's just skipping the quarantine facility.
And if you're diagnosed, don't run away.
Don't run away, please. Listen to the podcast while you're there. It's okay. And just be safe. Don't go out unless you have to. Subscribe to News Laundry. Put yourself, you have so much free time now. Listen to all News Laundry podcasts. Subscribe to News Laundry and keep listening to Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap. Thank you, Mr. Sikri.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
And it's a wrap.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes, and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs, and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.